produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Well, hello again, Precious Gems Throughout Reader Land. How is everyone today? This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry. Just checking in with you again and just sharing a time of inspiration and encouragement to you all. It has been some time, but we thank the Lord for a time of prayer and consecration as we prepare for the ministry. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thanks to you all for giving me this opportunity again to share God's precious pearls. Thanks again to my radio listeners for taking the time to join me This is a very special time and I treasure your time. Thank you. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus and the finished work in Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love, your provision, your protection, and your guidance. I thank you for the seasons of our lives, for fruitfulness, and the harvest that it brings to your name's honor and glory. Thank you for the teaching of the Holy Spirit for every season of our lives. I pray for my radio listeners that they will be blessed and inspired, that they will be encouraged also. Please help us, Lord, to remain in you, that we will bear much fruit to your own name's honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, I pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Today, we will talk about the seasons of our lives, especially the fall season. I don't know about you, but this is a very, very special time for me. I love the fall season. We all have a favorite season, but for me, my favorite season is fall, or many say autumn. I love this time of the year because of the peace and the quietness it brings after a busy and hectic summer. The previous seasons were busy with preparation for planting and sowing, then taking care of the plants as they grow to maturity. A lot of care was needed in order to have a fruitful and productive harvest. Much tending of the garden in watering, fertilizing, and weeding. We all know the chores it goes through. We cannot neglect them. It is a time of slowing down from the hectic summer. And, you know, as we enjoy it with our families, even though there were good times, you know, picnics, parties, etc., but family gatherings and so much family reunions and so forth. But it is now a time for slowing down. This season is a time of gathering the harvest and storing it for the use of during the winter time. It's a time of slowing down a bit. The peace and quietness is even felt in the atmosphere. I just love it. As a child in my native homeland in Jamaica, I recall precious moments of harvest festivals at church. This was one of my favorite times as I enjoyed the farmers bringing in their best produce from the fields to give thanks to the Lord for his provision. The church was beautifully and abundantly decorated, and the women brought in their baked goods. Everybody was so excited about harvest festival. The harvest service, where many hymns of thanksgiving were sung. It was just beautiful, precious memories. Here in the colder climates, we enjoy the beautiful colors of autumn, which shows us the lovely colors of the martyr artist God. Who could create such beautiful colors? They're absolutely breathtaking. Genesis 8:22 says, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and winter, summer, cold." I'll read it again. "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 8 tells us about the seasons. "To everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace." And you know, we all experience these times in our lives. There is a time and season for everything under heaven. We too, as human beings, experience times and seasons in our lives. Autumn in our lives is a time of maturity and productivity. In this season, we produce what we have stored, so what we have sowed in our lives, whether good or bad. The question is, what type of harvest should we expect at this time of our lives? Do we have a bountiful harvest, or is it a harvest of famine or regrets? What does this season of autumn symbolize naturally and spiritually? It is recognized as a period of ripeness or fullness, also maturity. This is a season in our lives where maturity should be experienced due to the changes that we endured in life, which contributed to our growth and development. Our many trials caused us to grow. The pain we endured caused us to grow. During this previous season of spring and summer, we prepared and we planted. The work was vigorous. So it is in our lives. We prepare our hearts to receive the incorruptible seed of God's word. We water it with the continued washing of God's word, and we grow from strength to strength, growing in his wisdom. Even as we fertilize the plants, we fertilize our spirit man, our soul, by continually reading and treasuring God's word. During difficult times, we have the harvest of wisdom and the deposit of God's word to see us through. This is a time of maturity. We also have a storehouse to impart to others in need. We have fruits for every season of life, for every season that we will endure, and for every season that others in our lives will come to us with a need, come to us requiring prayer. We're seasoned with God's word to pray effectively. During the planting and growing season, as we grow closer to the Lord, we radiate his beauty as seen in the lovely fall colors. We shine like jewels. There is beauty in fullness and maturity. Even as we see in the beautiful fall leaves, even as the leaves fall, there is shedding of the old so that the new will spring forth. A time of letting go. It's unhealthy to hold on to the old ways and not learning in order to grow. For many of us, we let go of our adult children. We cannot hold on to them. This would be very unhealthy. We have to let go so that they can grow. They can go through their seasons as well. But in the meantime, as the mature ones, we impart wisdom. We share with them the harvest of wisdom. For some of us, it is a season of being grandparents. Here is a special time, very, very precious time, to impart to the little ones, where we lack during our time of raising our own children. Because we've learned along the way, we can now impart even greater wisdom to our grandchildren. A time of imparting to the younger generation through our life's lessons and journey. The experiential wisdom we learned along the way is so precious and so vital. A time of reflection assessment is a season of fall. Even as the plants do, it is a time of rest as well, so we can be refreshed to go in. As we gather, it's a time of gathering the harvest and storing it for the winter months, for the time when there will not be food to garner from the fields. You know, so during this time, we store the wisdom that we have gleaned, that we will need this wisdom in difficult times, in times when there's a spiritual famine. It is so important. In the season of autumn, old habits are shed. Friends or situations that hinder our growth, or they may have been stumbling blocks, must go in order for us to be productive. So shedding is so very important. You know, like the trees, they cannot continue the process of productivity unless they shed their leaves. The leaves must be shed, so that the roots can go deeper and deeper and the tree be matured even more for further productivity. Remember, if we're going to be fruitful and productive, always yielding a beautiful, bountiful harvest in our lives, we must be prepared to experience the work and care of the vine dresser. This is described in John 15, 1-8. Remember, we are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61, verse 3. We are to bring glory to the Lord in all areas of our lives. During this time, it is a time of rest. It indicates a period of dormancy and preservation, a period of resting in the Lord, which indicates trusting completely in him. In cold climates, this is a period of rest. In tropical climates, it is usually the hot, dry season when trees and plants find respite from rapid growth. Here, they're rested for growth in spring. All trees and plants go through a period of rest, even evergreens. They may seem green during the winter season, but they're actually in a dormant stage. They have their purpose for staying green. God worked 7 days and rested from all his labors, so should we. Dormancy or rest precedes the season of active and accelerated growth. It's a time of peaceful preparation for the drastic demands of growth. If we desire to grow in the Lord, we must seek moments of rest and relaxation to be quiet in his presence. We must rest from all the cares and stress and demands of this world. The period of stretching and giving out must cease in order to enter that rest. This is the time that is so important. It's a time of building worn-out cells and reconditioning worn-out tissues. This season is the most important season of year. A time of preparation for the trees. As trees of righteousness, we all go through that season. A time for growing new limbs, preparing for growing new limbs. Fresh blossoms and the process of developing fruits. The natural and normal process of pregnancy is described here. This time, the woman who is pregnant needs much rest so that the baby within her womb can grow effectively. Normal pregnancy, then she will prepare herself also for normal and healthy labor and delivery. If she's not rested, she will not be able to produce a normal and healthy baby, nor will she be strong enough to endure the labors of childbirth. Problems may arise also. The baby may not develop effectively, so this is so important. She must rest to prepare for labor. Jesus ministered to the multitude by day, and at night he withdrew to the mountains to pray and rest. He gave out so much he was completely drained and needed time to glean wisdom in the presence of the Lord, of Father God, and rest and be prepared for the next day's work, the next day's journey. He often withdrew to the mountainside or by the lake to rest and commune with Father. Jesus even summoned his disciples to rest. Mark 6:31 says, "And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves." Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will give you rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and your burden is light." That was from Matthew 11:28-30. When I'm fruitful, there is productivity, satisfaction, and peace of mind. If not, there won't be a good harvest. My soul will be troubled. Isaiah 32:17-18 says, "The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, in times, in quiet resting places." As mentioned before, this is a time of maturity, fruitfulness, and beauty. We see this all around us as the leaves begin to change their color from green. All that was needed was poured into the leaves as they matured. All that was placed within them is now coming out. And so it is within us. All that we deposit in us during the times of mature seasons of our life will come out and should come out from what we have deposited. During summer, the time of growth, the leaves of the tree, the light rays from the sun penetrate the cells. This produces chlorophyll, as manifested in the dark leaves. Here, energy is stored. The colors of the rainbow from the different light waves, and these colors are also picked up within the cells of the leaves. Each organism have different pigments, which are used for different purposes. due to precipitations, rain, cooler temperature, no sunlight, the green colors begin to diminish and the different pigments manifest themselves, thus the production of colors. How applicable is this? So it is with us in our journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. As we spend time with him, we glean from him. All that is in him, we glean from him. And with that, the light, the very light from his presence penetrates us and causes us to radiate in his beauty. How does this apply to us in the autumn seasons of our lives? Like the leaves, we too receive from the Lord as we abide in him. We receive from his beautiful character the fruits of the Spirit. This is the harvest of our lives. The leaves receive chlorophyll from the S-U-N, the sun. We receive from the S-O-N, the sun, Jesus Christ. In this mature season of our lives, we should radiate the beauty of the Lord. Here we become his beautiful jewels with different beautiful colors for different purposes. If we do not radiate the beautiful colors and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we're only worth being chopped down and cast in the fire, as the word describes. The closer we walk and the higher we go in him, the more beautiful and radiant we become. I recall driving up to the mountains of Scranton in Pennsylvania with my prayer partner. And as we drove from the valley up to the mountains, I observed something. I noticed that the higher we drove into the mountains, the more radiant, the more glorious the colors were. And the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about this. He said to me, "My daughter, the higher you come in me, the more beautiful and radiant you become." As we got to the top of the mountain, the colors, just looking down into the valley, the colors were like jewels, so brilliant, so glorious. Oh, it was breathtaking. And so should we. So should we be. The higher we go into the Lord, we grow along with the Lord and spend time with him, the more beautiful and radiant we become. We become his jewels. Hence here, the scripture, the theme scripture for God's precious pearls from Malachi 3:17. "And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him." As we serve him, as we love him, as we draw closer to him, we have no choice but to radiate his beauty and his glory. The beautiful rays, the beautiful and glorious rays from his presence is departed into us, and we become just like him. We also bear his beautiful fruits, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because those are deposited in us through his word and as we spend time with him in prayer. Psalm 139:14 says, "I will praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them. I know that full well." God is so gracious. And as we hunger and we thirst after him, he will graciously take us through the seasons of our lives, mature us as we draw closer to him. Songs of Song 4 verse 7 says, "You're altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." This is how the Lord sees us. As we draw closer to him, as I said before, and this is so precious, I treasure this. Just glean from him, the pure, holy, spotless, righteous Son of God. We glean from him, and he's so gracious to deposit in us his virtues, his character, and we become like him. And anything that's not of him must and will be shed. Just like the old leaves, they will be shed. Their weights, and they must be shed. Proverbs 3:15-18 tells us, she's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can be compared to her. This is just part of that scripture. And this is how the Lord sees us. We are more precious than rubies, and nothing we desire can be compared. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has put eternity into man's heart. yet so that you cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Like Isaiah 4 verse 2, in that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruits of the land shall be the pride and honor of the survivors of Israel. As we abide in the tabernacle in the presence of the Lord, as I said before, we behold his glory, we behold his beauty, and we become like him. Psalm 27:4 says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." So as we abide in him, we become like him. Precious friends in Radio Land, I pray this message has ministered to you. Enjoy the season of your life, whether it's chronologically or whether it's a time of life that you're experiencing. If it's a time of dullness and quietness, just look back and glean the harvest that you have deposited. The harvest from the seeds of God's word that have been deposited in you. If it's a time of weariness and tiredness, a time when everything seems a bit dim or dismal, just reflect and glean the harvest of what you've stored in your life. Let this be a time when we draw closer to the Lord and become like him. Let's draw closer to him and radiate his beauty and his glory, because he's willing to impart all of that. He's gracious enough to impart all of that to us. And as he imparts that to us, from the harvest that we have stored, we can impart to others. I pray you are blessed and inspired. May the Lord be with you. May he strengthen you, comfort you, guide you, and protect you. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.